Audacity. Reparations in Grenada likely to spill over into Antigua. This is the Caribbean News Roundup, and I am Ken Richards. A reparations forum protest is going on in Grenada. Reporting on this, GBN.
BBC reporter Laura Trevelyan and family are presently on the inside of the Grenada Trade Center Annex, where a reparation forum is being held by the Grenada Reparation Commission in collaboration with the University of the West Indies Open Campus. The Trevelyans are here to offer what they say is a public apology for the atrocities caused by their families who owned plantations in Grenada in the 19th century and enslaved more than 1,000 Africans on 5 sugar estates. They will also make a presentation of £100,000 to establish an education fund to the University of the West Indies Open Campus, Grenada. While this is happening as a positive for some, others oppose the move, saying it should be more than just a £100,000 payoff.
It's more than money we need. We are worth more than this. The many expressions of dissatisfaction displayed on placards by descendants of African slaves who say the shackles and chains may not be visible, but it's still on the minds of the people.
And I here today, you know, in solidarity of, and I am not hustling, just a drop in the bucket. And even though you look in the bucket, you cannot see the drop. You know, it's way more than that. It's way more than money. You know, because six plantation having over 1,000 slaves, you know, of our forefathers.
Ruan from the House of Denier Bingi Lamode St. Patrick says there needs to be a shift in the mindset of the people and the education of the young people on their true history.
Basically, as the education system, it just benefits the slave master and it benefits you, it benefits the British Empire. Because when you look into the education system here in Grenada, it don't allow and I to reach the truth or truth potential. They have and I thinking on our
Rastakari is advocating for the return of resources taken away from black people.
The move by the British family in Grenada is being seen as opening the door for others, as Observer Radio in Antigua reports. Here is Teresa Goodwin.
That's the view of Chair of the Antigua and Barbuda Reparation Support Commission, Ambassador Dobrin Ahmad. He says the occasion in Grenada on Monday was significant.
It opens the door for other families that also profited from enslavement to seek to make some form of repair for the damage they did. I think the most important thing about this is the impact it's going to have on other families. With one of the significant aspects of the apology is that within that apology, the family called on the British government, which is really the big one, to engage with CARICOM governments on this issue of reparation. And so for me, that is where the importance is. We must also remember that this apology follows very, very closely on the apology made by the Netherlands Antilles in December and the apology made by the Church of England in early January. And so within the last 6-8 weeks, we have had an apology from a nation, we have had an apology from a large religious organization, the Church of England, and now we have had an apology from a family.
Ahmad was among the many dignitaries who journeyed to Grenada to attend the forum. The Trevelyan family traveled to Grenada to make their public apology at a reparations forum held at the country's trade center. Their ancestors owned 1,004 slaves on 6 different plantations across the eastern Caribbean island. Leading the mission was the most high-profile member of the modern Trevelyan clan, Laura, the journalist and broadcaster who heads the BBC's New York office. Here is Laura and another family member, John Doerr, reading the apology.
To the people of Grenada, we, the undersigned, write to apologize for the actions of our ancestors in holding your ancestors in slavery. Part owned, by Louisa Symond and Sir John Trevelyan, 4th Baronet of Nettlecombe and Wallington, and later their children in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Slavery was and is a crime against humanity. Its damaging effects continue to the present day. We repudiate our ancestors' involvement in it.
We apologise to the surviving descendants of the enslaved on those estates for the continuing impact on their daily lives, their health, and their well-being.
This letter has been signed by 104 of the descendants of the part owners of these plantations.
Along with the apology, the family donated over £100,000 to establish an education fund at the UWE Open Campus in Grenada. Grenada's Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell led a moment of silence to acknowledge the slaves who endured horrific treatment on the plantations owned by the Trevelyan family.
A profound place of recognizing, and since we benefit from the legacy of British colonialism in that the vast majority of us are Christians.
In Trinidad, the family and friends of the divers involved in the February 25th, 22nd tragedy held a memorial at sea for them on Saturday. Here's TTT News.
Tears, balloons, memories and recriminations were how the family's friends and the lone survivor of the Paria diving tragedy marked the anniversary of the incident. On February 25th, 2022, a 5-man dive crew was working on a section of underwater oil pipe when they were sucked into an oil-filled section of the pipe. 4 of these men, Faisal Kurban, Kasim Ali, Rishi Nagasa, and Yusef Henry, died in the pipe. The survivor, Christopher Budram, said he remains in therapy 1 year after the incident.
I really want some changes for the future. In case something like this or something similar to happen in the industry, they would have some level of change where families would be treated better.
Mr. Budram said the way his colleagues' families were treated after the incident was unacceptable.
Justice for me means prosecution and financial compensation. That's justice for me. I want to see the people and them who made the decision. Although it was a hard one, a wrong one, I want to see prosecution onto them. And I want to see proper financial compensation to the families and myself.
The pipeline where the incident occurred is owned by the Paria Fuel Trading Company, and the incident has been the subject of a commission of inquiry. Terry Ann Brown Campbell, TTT News.
The men of the National Society of and for the Blind have mastered the art of mop making and chair caning. They make just over 140 mops daily as they find innovative ways to become self-sufficient. More on that from SVGTV News.
Knives sharpened, and these visually impaired men from the National Society of and for the Blind are ready to make mops. But one may ask, how do they do it?
Then you just check, make sure it's level. Then you make it a little skin. And check for any knots that might be in the material. Then you just put it down and then you try.
Okay. Well, first of all, we take commitment for sure. And you have to go through a training process. Well, it's not really difficult. And once you be taught what to do and how to do. But I enjoy doing what I'm doing at the present moment, you know, because it gave me something to do. And, yes, sometimes it work might be kind of stressing, but I enjoy what I do.
Daniel Chambers, president of the National Society of and for the Blind, and Tali Brown.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.